उजाला आया। हाय, आई एम डॉक्टर सतीश, कंसल्टेंट सर्जिकल ऑन्कोलॉजिस्ट, HCG डे केयर सेंटर। वेलकम टू नो इट हाउ टू बीट इट, अ पॉडकास्ट फ्रॉम HCG। इन टुडेज टॉपिक इन दिस सीरीज वील टॉक अबाउट मिथ बस्टर्स। आई एम हियर टू डिबंक द मिथ्स एंड मिसकंसेप्शंस अराउंड कैंसर विथ स्पेशल फोकस ऑन लंग कैंसर टूडे। सो देर आर लॉट ऑफ मिथ्स रिगार्डिंग कैंसर। Each cancer has its own myths surrounding it. Today, we'll talk about the myths surrounding lung cancer. So, myth number one, lung cancer occurs only in smokers. If I don't smoke, I won't get lung cancer. Smoking is the number one cause for lung cancer. It is seen in about 80 to 85% of patients. But it does not mean non-smokers don't get lung cancer. 10 to 20% of patients with lung cancer have never smoked in their life. While the risk in non-smokers is less, it is not zero. Myth number two, passive smoking does not cause lung cancer. This is not true. Passive smoking is just as bad as smoking, if not worse. Risk of developing lung infections, COPD, cancer is the same in a passive smoker as in an active smoker. Passive smoking may be in the form of inhaling smoke from a partner, from a spouse, a roommate, or at work from colleagues when they are actively smoking. It could also be in common areas like a restaurant, pub, mall, or a theater. Smoking for a long time repeatedly, even in passive form, from these smokes is just as risky as smoking a cigarette directly. So breathing good healthy air is your right. So do not tolerate passive smoking and ask your spouse or partner to smoke outside. Ask your roommates or work colleagues to not smoke in the room or at work. And be aggressive when people who break the rules and smoke in common areas. Myth number three. Only cigarette smoking causes lung cancer. While cigarette and BD smoking have higher risk of development of cancer, severe air pollution from vehicles, factories like asbestos or heavy metals, workers in chemical factories with lot of fumes, vapors without proper protection have higher risk of developing lung cancer. Homemakers too, who cook using coal, wood and traditional old methods which cause a lot of smoke generation in ill-ventilated kitchens, also have a high risk of developing lung cancer. Myth number four. Lung cancer affects only men. Women are immune to it. Lung cancer affects anyone, especially those who smoke. Women who smoke are at a higher risk of developing lung and breast cancer as well as other cancers. In fact, the incidence of lung cancer is increasing in the world among women and reducing among men, indirectly representing the increasing trend of smoking among women and reduction in men. So anybody who smokes or exposed to smoke are at higher risk. Women are not immune, or in fact are at a higher risk. Myth number five. Lung cancer is hereditary or genetic. If I have no one in the family who's got lung cancer or any cancer, I will not get it. Again, only 5 to 10% of lung cancers are hereditary. 90% of lung cancers are mostly due to exposure to some form of smoke. So anyone can get it, and the chance of it being hereditary are very low. Myth number six. Lung cancer affects only old people. While most cancers affect elderly people, it is not an absolute thing. Young people can also get lung cancer. Especially if one starts smoking by the age of 15 years, which is the average age we see in our country, by the time they are 30 or 35, he or she is already smoking for 15 to 20 years. Lung cancer are seen increasingly in younger individuals between 35 and 50 years. So avoid smoking and protect yourself from smoke. Myth number seven. No screening tests are available for lung cancer. There are screening tests available, but it is not recommended or required for everybody. But it is especially useful for those who are at a high risk, like long history of smoking, family history of lung cancer, or those who work in chemical factories or factories which produce a lot of smoke. There is some occupational protocols in which such workers are routinely screened with X-ray and CT, but individuals who are smoking and are worried about lung cancer, or who have quit and are still worried about it, can get a screening CT scan of the chest, but this has to be as per the advice of your doctor. Myth number 8. Blood in cough means lung cancer and it is in the last stage with no possibility of cure. Well, this is not true at all. Blood is seen in cough in cancer. Yes, this is true. But more often it is seen due to a lung infections like tuberculosis, fungal infections, COPD and other conditions. It is also seen in lung cancer. Lung cancer many a times gives early symptoms like new onset cough, not relieved with medications or syrups, coughing of blood, chest discomfort and breathlessness. In very advanced stage, they have severe chest pain, breathlessness, voice change, voice loss and weight loss. But blood in cough could also be an early indicator to help you diagnose and pick up the disease, whether it is cancer or any other infection. It does not mean it is the last stage at all. Myth number 9. So, getting a diagnosis of lung cancer means a death sentence. There is no treatment available or nothing that works anyway. Any cancer is potentially curable in the early stage. In advanced stage also, there are treatments to reduce the size of the disease and give relief from symptoms. Even this has good results. Now with immunotherapy, which is the latest form of therapy, newer and better options have opened up, which helps to keep the disease in control and check for years together. So it is more important to not neglect your symptoms and get it checked up early so that you can diagnose it early and get good treatment which has a potential for cure. Lung cancer is definitely not a death sentence, but when picked up early has a chance of cure. Myth number 10. When someone who has lung cancer coughs, everyone around will get lung cancer, especially small children and elderly people as their immunity is low. While most lung infections including COVID can spread when people cough, cancer is something which affects only the person affected, male or female, and it is not transmissible by air or blood. When such a patient coughs, the sputum, blood, cough, saliva, the sweat, whatever comes out does not spread cancer to the others. Even when they eat or spit and they touch food or their motions or urine does not spread cancer to the others. Such patients are already suffering and need our love and affection even more than usual. Their immunity is already low and need to be taken care of in a clean, hygienic, safe and secure environment and without infection and with lots of love. You can hug them, you can hold them, you can hold their hands, you can sit with them. This does not spread cancer. It makes them feel better. Hope this podcast about myth busters about lung cancer was useful to all of you. Good day. This is Dr. Satish, Consultant Surgical Oncologist, HCG Daycare Center, signing off. Thank you.
Adding life to years.